Wednesday. Today is November the 27th, and you're listening to My Farm. As we take a look at the agricultural headlines, GOP senators are saying that any package coming with help for farmers also needs help with market-related disasters. We'll take a look at that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, as Congress looks to craft a disaster package, Republican senators are making the case that disaster aid for farmers should be broader than just those producers hit by hurricanes this fall and include the market-related disasters. The U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee held a hearing with officials from multiple federal agencies dealing with disasters, and the hearing comes just days after the White House proposed a nearly $100 billion disaster package that would include $21 billion in aid for farmers and ranchers. Now, senators from Georgia and North Carolina testified about the devastation facing their farmers after Hurricanes Helene and Milton hit those states this fall. Winds destroyed fall crops, wiped out roughly 48,000 acres of pecans, destroyed nearly 300 poultry barns, and damaged 1.5 million acres of timber. The numbers are staggering, but this isn't about the numbers. It's about the families in rural communities. And without our help, the simple fact is that many of these family farms may fold or fold soon. That according to Senator John Ossoff from Georgia. Now, according to Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina, he also talked about the devastation in his state that included 5,000 miles of roads being destroyed just in North Carolina alone, and as many as 20,000 farms that were reporting damage. Now, USDA's Deputy Secretary Torres Small testified that it is a critical mission for USDA to get the resources out quickly and to those people who need it the most. She also talked about the pecan farmer she visited in South Carolina that lost about 75% of its crop after they had just built a new processing facility. Beyond those disasters, however, senators highlighted financial losses facing row crop farmers in their states. Senator Hyde Smith from Mississippi said there is a looming farm crisis in the country and called on Congress to provide aid for, quote, all types of disasters as well as market-related disasters. Hyde Smith said farmers are financially precarious positions right now because lenders are saying they won't be able to provide financing to farmers unless some financial relief is provided. We need to be focusing on market disaster as well, which doesn't seem to be getting the proper attention, she said. Now, Smith detailed costs to produce an acre of cotton being around $895 this year, but that acre would generate about $569 in revenue. That's a $326 shortfall, you can tell. And the types of scenarios are playing out all around the country for all the major row crops, Hyde Smith said. Now, Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas is the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee and said a 20-year average doesn't mean anything, pointing to strikes among union workers demanding higher wages right now. He said, I agree with Senator Hyde Smith that it's really dire in farm country right now. Bozeman said the numbers show economic conditions for livestock overall are good, but added if you're growing something in the ground right now, it's pretty bad. He reiterated that bankers are saying they won't be able to provide some of the financing needed to farmers. That's not the 20-year average. That's not a rosy picture. It's a dire picture, he said. Now, a survey of ag bankers released last week showed lenders expect 42% of their ag borrowers will not make a profit this year, and a growing number of lenders also expect to tighten credit standards in the next 12 months, this survey showed. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Well, the weather in South America also making headlines, as South America is still experiencing overall good weather, but models have been over forecasting the rainfall during the last several weeks. Now, the precipitation across Brazil and Argentina has been good, but not great. And there are some issues with locations receiving too little rain. Crop health is still a little bit on the low side as well. Now, dry patches continue to show up in both countries regarding soil moisture. Plots from the USDA indicate that. They show plenty of areas in both countries where soil moisture is lower than normal for this time of year. But though there is improvement from 6 weeks ago, the issues are still around. Now, some of the lack of concern may be attributed to models which have been overly optimistic in the forecast during the last 2 weeks. The actual amounts have not been measuring up to what the forecast had been producing. It's not by a significant portion, which is not standing out as a huge way, but it is a noticeable amount. And this is happening in both the European and American models. Models are never 100% accurate on the forecast. They overproduce in some areas and underproduce in others, but the majority of Argentina and Brazil have been overproducing precipitation now. When models consistently do this, it leads to poor assumptions about the actual conditions for the crops in both countries. Fewer areas are seeing rain than they need in Argentina, and patchy showers with lower amounts that will put some soybeans at risk of dryness in central Brazil. And if the patchy dryness shows up, it can be explained away by the models forecasting heavy rain, so there is really no reason to raise any red flags. Even if precipitation is not up to par, these countries are not going through extended hot and dry periods with no rainfall at all, but the instances that there are no weather concerns south of the equator is somewhat unfounded. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.